USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The already hot real estate market is heating up even more. The price of a home in the United States rose for the 10th straight month in March. The S&P Core Logistic Case-Shiller National Home Price is now more than 13% higher than it was at the same time a month ago, last year. The cities seeing the biggest increases include Phoenix, San Diego, and Seattle. A Republican lawmaker receives a suspicious package at his house.
The FBI is investigating a suspicious package filled with white powder and bearing an image of threat. Threatening violence that arrived at Republican Senator Rand Paul's home in Kentucky Monday. The senator takes these threats seriously. In 2017, he was assaulted by his neighbor while doing yard work, breaking five of his ribs. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine is 100% effective in people ages 12 to 17. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The EU is sanctioning a country after what transpired this weekend.
And the European Union will impose sanctions on Belarus after a passenger jet was forced to divert to the Belarusian capital on Sunday to allow the arrest of an opposition journalist. EU leaders have banned its airlines from flying over Belarus and called for the immediate release of Roman Pratasevich, the 27-year-old journalist and activist who is one of the leading critics of longtime Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Pratasevich was pulled off a Ryanair flight from Athens that was heading to Lithuania. He is known as a vocal critic of Lukashenko and is the founder of a Telegram channel, which was seen as vital in last year's protests against the regime. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The summer months are bringing a busy travel season. During a briefing at Reagan National Airport, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas pointed out that COVID restrictions are still in place at airports. Mayorkas also advising passengers to be prepared and be patient ahead of the travel season. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy is blasting a bipartisan bill that calls for billions of dollars in spending on science and technology research. The bill is being framed by its supporters as an effort to shore up American technological superiority against the growing threat of China. But Kennedy tells Fox News that's not what the bill does.
Here's what the bill will do. $120 billion in foreign aid. I don't know why we can't use that money for infrastructure. I don't know why we have to give money to countries that hate us. They should be able to hate us for free. $50 billion to the big tech semiconductor companies. We all know how broke big tech is. I guess they can use the money to develop more efficient algorithms to censor us. $80 billion to the infamous National Science Foundation. This is not a fight communism bill. If you look at this bill and study it, you will see this is a all 4 feet and your snout in the trough spending bill with virtually no money going for military defense.
President Biden is set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Switzerland on June 16th. The White House saying Biden and Putin will discuss a full range of pressing issues. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.